Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. After reading that, even a well-prepared sermon, you would find yourself at a loss for words. But it is important to make an emphasis, to point out something, at least to me anyway, and I hope you share this. Later today, we will confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, but I'd like to read a portion of the Nicene Creed to you this morning. The Nicene Creed was created to better define our faith, our confession, and exactly who Jesus is and was. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. That last sentence is very important. For those that have either had children or been around young children, especially at our age, I can remember growing up having kids fairly young. Both my children were born when I was in my 20s. And yet, as they got to be teenagers, they could not perceive that Dad had ever been that age. That Dad just didn't get it. That Mom and Dad never went through those kinds of struggles, never felt those things, and they just don't know. Well, as time passes on, of course, children grow up and they realize that Mom and Dad did know, because in a lot of cases, they're in the same predicament now. It's important to understand and to believe and to hold on to that understanding that although Jesus was the kingdom of God, here, in flesh and bone, he was truly human. He grew up here. He saw the struggles of individual people, members of his own family. We don't know when he lost his earthly father, Joseph, but we know he had to go through that agony. He grew up looking at the struggles and the strife of people. People living without any hope. He looked on us not only with pity, but with love, because he felt our pain. He knew it. He experienced it. So it wasn't just because that it was God's plan, although that is the important part, that it was God's plan that he should be sacrificed on the cross. But Jesus did these things because out of sincere concern, out of pity and sadness, and out of great love for us all. But we cannot diminish, as most do, that he felt those nails. He felt every single lash of that whip. You know me well enough to know that this begins a very long and hard week. Not because it's full, because of what we are called to remember. We are called to repent and yet give thanks for the greatest gift ever given. Through this week, we come to know Christ human. We come again to understand and to know his suffering, to feel his pain, just as if we had lost someone special of our own. We feel the pain of the women. We may even feel the confusion of the disciples. But this is all part of the journey. And we will be there with a kind man, him and Nicodemus, that will take down the body of our Lord and bury it in a tomb that would be sealed. But we know that this is not the end of the story, that through all that suffering and pain, the love of God through Christ Jesus wins out. But first, we need to go through that tomb. We need to be at the foot of the cross with our Lord and to experience the darkness of that tomb. Paul's words ring true and ring clear. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death on the cross for you and for me. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May it be so for us all as this week begins. Amen.